Hello there. My publisher, Zafra, and I are delighted to present my memoir, Getting Away with Murder, written and read for you by me, Linda Laplante. So you know, I'm recording this from my home, so you may hear the occasional airplane, siren, or dog in the background as a result. It's all a part of the authentic soundtrack to a day in the life of Linda Laplante. I'm also very happy to say I've had a lot of good friends, family and people I've worked with over the years wanting to share some of their memories. So you'll be hearing from them exclusively during the course of this audiobook as well. They've taken time from busy filming schedules and other commitments to record stories from wherever they can. So, fair warning, audio quality may vary, but the memories are all pure gold. Right, well, best get to it. Here we go. This book is dedicated to my sister Jilly, my harshest critic, my constant encouragement and most beloved friend, still laughing together after all these years. Preface. Ask me about any of the characters in my books, the twists and turns of a plotline or the reason a scene got filmed the way it did, and I remember everything. Ask me about my own life and I haven't the faintest clue. I suppose I've spent much of it looking outwards, plucking anecdotes and jokes, mannerisms and dialogue from everyone I've ever met. But the memoir got commissioned and the memoir has loomed large in my mind for the past year or so. Why on earth did I agree to do it? I've never been great at peering in on myself. I've had to bring out my files, notebooks and photographs to piece much of the past together. Some days I've howled with laughter. Other days it felt like tiptoeing barefoot over broken glass, memories that shatter the emotions. Sleepless nights, I've had a few. Why did I do that? How did I do that? Linda, what the hell were you thinking? And some days I've forgotten absolutely everything. What year did I get married? Turns out I was 10 years out. Age creeps up on you. Unbelievable that I turned 81 this year. 81! If any of my friends reach this age, I think, oh, Christ almighty, they're getting on a bit. I simply don't see myself as old. And I don't feel it either. May I say you're looking remarkable for your age, a receptionist told me only a couple of years ago. I'd arrived at hospital for a procedure and filled out one of those laborious medical forms. Why, thank you. I was 79 at the time, feeling rather anxious about hitting the big 80. Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. So kind, I smiled. I've never had Botox or a facelift or any other kind of lift. All my body parts remain my own. I still work every day, averaging 2 novels a year alongside several TV projects. Must keep me young, I thought. The doctor looked somewhat surprised too. Linda, my God, I have no idea you were 97. Ah, did I mention I'm dyslexic and I'd forgotten to put my glasses on? Admittedly, there is the odd occasion when I felt every bit my age. My 80th birthday was spent in a swanky London restaurant with my son Lorcan and his girlfriend. They chose the restaurant. I paid the bill. It was eye-watering. Madam, would you like the meat matured in Somerset sun and simmered with the bark of a tree for 24 hours? The waiter asked. No, thank you. No, really, Miss Laplante. The chef has bathed it in rhubarb and sprinkled it in beetroot dust. I'm the sort of person...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?